soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on February 20th, 2015. 2,000 years ago, the apostles, Lord Jesus Christ, said many things to the followers of Jesus, and they were written down, and we call it the scriptures, the New Testament. There already had been the prophets and the writings and the Psalms that were recorded. That's typically called the Old Testament. But we have the board of scripture, Old Testament and New, recorded as the most published book in world history. The word is truth. And the Lord, when he is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father except through him. It's a very narrow, straight way that leads to life, and very few find it. But it's a broad way, and it's a wide gate that leads to destruction, and there be many that go thereby. The Lord doesn't want people destroyed. He wants people to have eternal life. He gave his own life that he might redeem us to his Father. He bore our sins in his own body and hung to shame before religious world, Israel, Judah, that had rejected him in Jerusalem and had suffered at the hands of the Gentiles, the Roman Empire. Jesus knew this was coming, and he endured the shame of the cross for the joy that was set before him, that he would go through this process and bear the sins of the world, and whoever would repent and have faith in him would find eternal life. Praise the Lord. But Jesus warned. When he was asked about the last days and the times before his second coming, his return, because he said, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. But he said, I will come back, and every eye will see him, even them that pierced him. They will see him, and there'll be a remnant of Israel that will repent by election, praise the Lord, by grace. But the Lord said, like lightning shines from the east to the west, Jesus Christ will come back with the glory of his Father, with all his holy angels, and he will fight a battle against the wicked that have banded together, that's written about in Psalms 2 and Revelation 19. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're talking about the warnings that were given to us in the scriptures, both by the prophets and the Lord Jesus Christ himself and his apostles. And it's written over and over and over about perversion, corruption, distortion of false teaching. And we're to be knowing these things and having a clear eye and a love for Jesus Christ, that we can discern the true from the false and have our senses exercised to know both good and evil. Today, I was hearing that word vigilant. It's in 1 Peter 5:8. I'm going to read this to you. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So here we have Apostle Peter giving an exhortation through the Holy Spirit, calling the brethren to be sober, controlled, calm in spirit, and to be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. And it is the same as servants of the devil that are as wolves in sheep's clothing. But Jesus said they are ravenous wolves. Listen. Don't give place to the devil. Be alert. Be on guard. And this word vigilant is stunning. If you look at the lexicon, what this word is used over 23 times in the New Testament. I'm just going to read some of these texts. Jesus said in Matthew 24:42, watch. It's the word vigilant that's translated in 1 Peter 5:8 that we just read. Be vigilant, watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come. Verse 43, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have allowed his house to be broken up. You know, Paul had talked about that Jesus coming is not like a thief for us that are watching for him, because we are aware. We don't know the day or the hour, but we're not ignorant of the season. We're not in darkness. Chapter 25, verse 13, Jesus said, watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. Many, many, many times in Matthew 26, 41, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Mark 13, 34, for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. A porter is a doorkeeper. What goes in, what goes out. And I believe today there are ministries in the Lord Jesus Christ, like Paul, like Peter, like Jesus, in a sense. They're watching and they're calling you to attention. That's what vigilance is to take heed, to care, diligence, to watch. And it's repeated many, many, many times throughout the Bible. So now we've heard this word, watch, as word vigilant for believers by Jesus, the apostles, Paul and Peter. Listen, watching is to take heed, to be cautious, to be active, to give strict attention, to take heed, be careful. But let's consider what the opposite means. To not watch, to not give attention, to not be cautious, not be careful, which is careless. Ladies and gentlemen, to do that is to be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. The enemy's at work in the earth. There's plots, there's agendas, there's doctrines and schemes and groups, and you need to have your eye watchful. You need to be diligent. You need to be aroused from sleep. This is what the word vigilance or to watch means. Rise, do not sleep, but be awake. Have your eyes and your senses open, viewing, watching. Now we're going to hear amazing text from the book of Acts, Apostle Paul, from Acts 20. This is stunning. Apostle Paul, in Acts chapter 20, let's see, let's go with verse 28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Verse 31, therefore watch, there's that word, vigilance, watch, and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And ladies and gentlemen, for 3 years, Apostle Paul warned people, everyone, night and day and with tears, because he knew there would be wolves coming that would treacherously devour, lead astray the innocent. 3 years. So the Holy Spirit, through Paul, and this was 2,000 years ago, in 2 Corinthians 2:17, Paul said, we are not as many that corrupt the word of God, and that word is peddle. This whole merchandising the things of God, making the Father's house a den of thieves, has been long-standing. It went from even the Old Testament, with the sons of Eli, took took advantage of their position of being sons of the high priest and were sleeping with the women, taking the best of the sacrifices for themselves, and Eli was blind and fat. Didn't bring correction to his sons. Let's read more what Apostle Paul said in Acts 20. Verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about following the Lord Jesus Christ, eating every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, delving into the word of God, developing a clarity in what is the truth of the gospel, because the word is truth, through the Holy Spirit, which is the spirit of truth, and with a humble, obedient heart, walking in faithfully in the little, God will give you more. But this is what Apostle Paul led the people to. Now notice his manner of life and way of ministry. Verse 33, I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. This is Apostle Paul working with his own hands, not taking from the people gold and silver and money and desiring all the things that go on in the bracketry, the merchandising of the gospel today. He wasn't a peddler. He wasn't a gospel peddler. He was a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was an example. Ladies and gentlemen, 2,000 years ago, Paul knew that wolves would come. And even from amongst the people that profess faith in Christ would be people that are creating disciples of themselves rather than making disciples of Jesus. Do you not see that in the church world today, the wolves have come? They have distorted and slanted. What Paul said here was that they would pervert, bringing perverse things. And if you look up that original, it's to slant, it's to tilt. They speak the words of God, but it has leaven. It has a slant, a tilt. It's perverted in some sense. Even the ones that killed Jesus Christ and persecuted the early church could quote Moses. And they did many great works to be seen of men. You've got to have discernment and perception. And the Spirit of God is warning you to be vigilant, to be diligent, to be watching, 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 watching. And you need to be in the Word of God. Keep remembering the words of Jesus and doing them. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, the assembly, the called out, the ecclesia, and he gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. This is what the true assembly is like. Let me ask you, how do you know an apple tree? An apple tree bears apples. It has certain aspects. It has a trunk, it has leaves, it has branches, and it has apples. How do you know an airplane? Well, an airplane has wings, a tail, has landing gear, has an engine, has a pilot. But what if you had an airplane that was missing certain parts? Would it still be an airplane? Would you still fly in it? How do you know the Church of Jesus Christ? Well, it was just described to us. Without spot, blemish, wrinkle, or any such thing. Has Jesus as the Lord. They follow the shepherd. What's going on today? Ladies and gentlemen, we're 2,000 years down the line with wolves that come in and perverted the gospel. And it troubles a man of God. It troubles a disciple what goes on today in Jesus' name, to speak in his name, but so slanderously. In Isaiah 8:20, it says, "To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." When they're speaking things that are not in line with the word of God, it's distorted and slanted, it's because they are without light. They are without the Lord. They serve themselves. They serve their own belly, their own agenda. It's time. Be diligent. Be vigilant. Because the devil, as a roaring lion, is seeking whom he may devour.
SoundingTheAlarm.com. Warning. The events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on July 21st, 2015. Did you know that there's a prayer that Jesus had to his Father regarding those that believed on him, that would follow him? He called them disciples. Did you know that Jesus prayed to his Father that he would lose none? And he even said, "I don't pray for the world, but I pray for the ones, Father, that you've given me." No one loves you more than Jesus. No one loves you more than God the Father. No one. And God has sent the Spirit of his Son in your heart, shed it abroad into your heart in the love of God. He loves you. He does not want you to perish. He does not want you to fall away. And as we enter these last days, one of the significant signs that we should be watching is the apostasy, is the falling away. And then there's the revealing of the man of sin. The world is so full of antichrist. There's so many people that have stood in the place of Jesus that only belongs to him, eclipsing the Son of God, that have led people astray, that made disciples after themselves. And there's people that are religious, churchgoers, following these antichrists, false Christs by the droves. I want to see Jesus' prayer answered. And I want to see all of you that have called upon the Lord Jesus Christ kept by the power of God. But you must take heed. You must give diligence to your calling and election and make it sure. You must work out your salvation with fear and trembling, because it's God that will work in you to the salvation of your soul. But we're co-laborers, and the Lord has called us to follow him, to learn of him, to come unto him. Now today we are in a religious world in church land that is highly, highly contrary to the kingdom of God, highly leavened by the harlot. The great whore, the mother of abominations of the whole earth, has hid leaven in the three measures of meal till it was all leavened. And you've got to sit at the feet of Jesus, I will tell you and tell you and tell you. And why wouldn't you want to? Seek the face of God diligently. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Plow up your fallow ground. Beware what's in your heart, the tares, the thistles, the weeds. They choke the word. Crucify it. Crucify your flesh, the flesh of Adam, the Adam nature. Crucify it. Bury it. Let it be buried. And walk it in resurrected power of Jesus Christ into newness of life. But we're talking today about the abundance of warnings in the New Testament, especially about false teachers, false prophets, false shepherds, false Christs, false brethren. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. At least 12 texts that I've just pulled up just within the last few minutes as we started this message. And what's funny is, it's not really funny. It's peculiar, odd, and vexing. When you sit in the church world, they won't warn you about these things. Let's just go through these texts. Listen to the word and receive it and be instructed and note how rare it is that you hear these things. 2 John 1:10. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. What doctrine? That means there's people that will come, and this is what it said in the previous verse. Whoso transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. I'll read it again. Whoso transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. There's no such thing as someone that has God that's not a total surrendered faith person in Jesus Christ. Impossible. You can't be of another religion like Judaism or anything without the faith in Jesus Christ. You must be born again, born from above. You must. And this is the doctrine of Christ. If they don't come in that doctrine, don't receive them. This is 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. This was written 2,000 years ago. Beloved, believe not every spirit. Don't be gullible. Don't be passive. Don't be laissez-faire. It's not Oprah. There's a spirit of God and there's a spirit that's not of God. There's a spirit of truth and there's a spirit of error. Beloved, don't believe every spirit. Try the spirits. Test it. Whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 Timothy 4:1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You see that? And in verse 6 of this chapter, it says, 1 Timothy 4:6, if you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you shall be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto you have attained. I receive that, Lord, and so should others. The Lord is telling you to encourage people to have sound, truthful doctrine that comes right out of the scriptures without leaven, without a taint, without mixture. Sit at the feet of Jesus. His name is the Word of God, and it is absolutely pure. 2 Timothy 4:1 and following, I charge you, I command you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Do you see that? We're talking about all these warnings. Jesus himself, Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets. Beware. Look out. Be on guard for false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Matthew 24:11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. That's Jesus. He's declaring. Matthew 24:24, for there shall rise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Many, many, many warnings over and over and over. 2 Peter 2:1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who secretly shall come and bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. There's a scripture in Romans 16 that talks about people that teach contrary to sound doctrine. Beware of them. Avoid them. They cause divisions contrary to the word. Jude 1:3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Jude. Look at all these warnings. 2 Corinthians 11:1. This is Paul. Would to God you would bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we've not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which we've not received, or another gospel, which we've not accepted, you might well bear with him. Warning, warning. 2 Corinthians 11:26, Paul was talking about the encounterings, difficulties, persecutions, tribulations that he encountered in Jesus. He said, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Galatians 2:4, when Paul was warning, if anyone comes preaching another gospel, don't receive it, even if it's an angel, even if it was Paul, and he repeats it twice, let him be anathema. Let him be anathema. And that because of false brethren, unawares, brought in, who came in privily, secretly, to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. There you have it. Many warnings, over and over and over. I'm going to read this one to you from Acts chapter 20. Listen. And now, Apostle Paul states in verse 25, and now, behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone, preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Notice that. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. You hear that? This is what, listen now, listen to this. Therefore, watch, be vigilant, and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. That's Paul, committing them to Jesus, warning as Peter did, as Jesus did, the men of God that know the Lord will warn you as a good minister to beware.